walking virtually along the world's most revered footpaths and connecting the global community of pilgrims. It's the Sacred Steps Podcast, available on YouTube and your favorite podcast app. Broadcasting from the Shamair Studios in Florida, here's your host, pilgrim, backpacker, and author, Kevin Donahue.
Buen Camino, pilgrims, and welcome back to the Sacred Steps Podcast. On this show, we're walking virtually alongside pilgrims and authors, connecting a community of pilgrims from across the globe. I'm Kevin Donahue, pilgrim, backpacker, and author of Sacred Steps, a pilgrimage journal. On today's episode, it's Pilgrimage Preparation Day. With my upcoming journey in the UK just 2 weeks away, I'm finalizing my own plans, and I wanted to share a little about my preparations with you directly. If you're subscribed to my email list, which you can find in the episode notes below, then you've already seen links to my upcoming routes and packing list. If you're not yet subscribed, I share 6 to 8 emails a year with updates on my walks, with stories from behind the podcast microphone, as well as information about my upcoming book. You'll find the link in the show notes of your podcast app or down below if you're streaming this episode on YouTube. Speaking of links, to celebrate the second season of the podcast and my walks in the UK, I'll be gifting a copy of the British Pilgrimage Trust's new book, Britain's Pilgrim Places, to one of our subscribers. You can register now for the book promotion on our website at sacredstepsbook.com/promo. Now before September 30th. I'll put that link down below in the show notes so you can find it and click it later, along with all the links and information from today's discussion. But register now before September 30th at sacredstepsbook.com/promo. Before we begin, I want to read a quick note I received from Matthew in the UK, who writes, "Hi Kevin, really enjoying your podcast. It reminds me of unexpected meetings with people on the pilgrim path. There's a particular connection that can come from sharing experiences as we walk together. Much appreciated, especially as COVID is making actual pilgrimage not so easy right now. Thank you." Thank you, Matthew. Your note made me smile and reflect on sharing experiences with others while walking together. With that, I want to say hi to David and Judy in Canada, who I'm remiss in emailing recently as part of my Camino family. And to you, Matthew, I'm so grateful to know you through this podcast. Thank you for that email. So in roughly 2 weeks, I'll be leaving the US to begin a pilgrimage in the UK. This is a journey that I've been researching and planning since 2019, literally since I returned from the Camino Portugués. So I'm incredibly excited to finally be walking in England. I'm going to share a little insight today on my routes, my expectations, and how I've been preparing and packing, in hopes that it may help give others who are planning their own Camino a little insight in my process. I'm also going to share with you a little about my own concerns and my own fears, and, if I may ask you for your prayers and support. For the first leg of my journey, I'll be walking the Pilgrim's Way from London to Canterbury Cathedral. Some of you may be familiar with this route, either from Chaucer's Canterbury Tales or from reading about the journey in the British Pilgrimage Trust book, Britain's Pilgrim Places. For hundreds of years, English pilgrims have walked this route to Canterbury Cathedral to celebrate the martyrdom of St. Thomas Becket. Becket was infamously murdered by knights under the direction of his former friend, King Henry II. He died on the steps of the cathedral for refusing to claim the power of the English king ahead of that of the Gospels. Stories of miracles related to Becket spread quickly through England, and he was canonized by Pope Alexander. Years later, St. Thomas Becket's tomb in Canterbury Cathedral was destroyed in Henry VIII's Reformation. Yet pilgrimage to Canterbury persists. I'm really excited to make this journey, not only to pray in Canterbury Cathedral, but to be in the towns and villages that have supported pilgrims along this route for more than 800 years. My route begins at Southwark Cathedral, continuing along the Thames to Rochester's historic cathedral, making my way along the Medway River and on through Kent to Canterbury. Along the way, I'll be speaking to church leaders and historians about the role of the churches in supporting pilgrims during both historic and more modern times. I hope to bring those conversations home with me to share in an upcoming podcast later this year. I'm also going to meet up with English author Andy Bull, who's a great friend of the podcast. Andy's book, Pilgrim Pathways, outlines 20 short pilgrimage walks throughout England, Scotland, and Wales that you can undertake in just a day or maybe two. I'll be getting Andy's insights on walking in the UK, on the history of the Pilgrim's Way, and hopefully Andy and I are going to grab a pint for a proper English send-off from a pub in London. As many of you have suggested, I'll finish my journey with a night at the Canterbury Cathedral Lodge, sleeping on the grounds of the church. In our last episode, Joe Francis Penn spoke about the impact of attending Evensong at Canterbury Cathedral. So I'm going to arrive in time to take in the service and to pray in this historic cathedral. The following morning, I'll be meeting with a priest and receiving a pilgrim blessing before setting out once more on my next journey. So that's the Pilgrim's Way from London to Canterbury. I'll link maps of that route and some history of the Pilgrim's Way in the show notes below for those who might be interested in reading more about this leg of my journey. From the steps of the Canterbury Cathedral, I'll begin the English route of the Via Francigena. The Francigena marks the route followed by Archbishop Sigurd to Rome from Canterbury and back again in the 10th century. For more than 1,000 years, pilgrims from across Europe have joined this path through France, over the Swiss Alps, and across all of Italy to the tombs of the apostles in Rome. Along the way, I'll have the opportunity to pray at St. Martin's Church, the oldest English-speaking church in the world, to sleep in a church near Shepherd's Well, and to walk along the cliffs of Dover. Now, because of COVID restrictions, this Camino will end for me at Dover. The ferries that would ordinarily carry me to Calais are not permitting foot passengers at this time due to COVID. If I'm being candid, it's incredibly frustrating restriction. Seeing that all the auto passengers can take the ferry, even cyclists can take the ferry, just not walkers. I'm told this is one way to manage the number of passengers on the ferry during COVID. Regardless, since I'll not be crossing the English Channel on this journey, my pilgrimage to Rome will resume in France another time. For those that are interested in the Via Francigena, I'll add links to my blog in the show notes below where you'll find maps, details on walking through different countries along the VF, and more history on this storied pilgrimage route. So where one door was closed by ferry restrictions in Dover, another is open as I find myself with a little time to walk one more route in the UK before returning to the States. From Dover, I'll be taking a train north to walk along the Way of St. Cuthbert. Depending on timing and other logistics, I hope to walk the entirety of this 5-day route, beginning at Melrose Abbey in the Scottish border regions. It was in Melrose in 651 where Cuthbert saw a vision of St. Aidan's death, prompting him to leave his military commission and become a monk. The route, which in some ways follows the story of Cuthbert's own life, continues across the Scottish border region to the Holy Isle of Lindisfarne and the Lindisfarne Priory. Now let me just say, Lindisfarne is a special, special place, home to saints, monks, and martyrs for more than 1,500 years. It's one of those places where the veil is thin between heaven and earth. Revealed by the tides twice each day and marked by a series of tall poles, the pilgrim's path to Lindisfarne crosses the receding North Sea from mainland England to the Holy Island. I'll be adding my own footsteps to the sands upon which St. Aidan, St. Cuthbert, and so many others have walked to Lindisfarne. I'll be recording my thoughts on walking to Lindisfarne and speaking to a local historian on the legacies of St. Aidan, St. Cuthbert, and the Lindisfarne Gospels to record for an upcoming podcast. Now, somewhere along the way, and again, I'm not quite sure on the timing of this walk or if I'll get to walk the entire route along the Scottish border, but English author Joe Francis Penn is also walking the Way of St. Cuthbert during this period. It would be really lovely to meet up with Joe. Perhaps our paths will cross. If not, Joe, Please know that you and your journey are in my prayers. Godspeed, Joe.
The conversation continues momentarily. For information and links from the show, visit sacredstepspodcast.com. Know someone considering pilgrimage? Share this episode as a text from your device. Thank you for listening. To support the show, please leave a star rating in your podcast app. And now, the Sacred Steps podcast continues.
Speaking of prayers, last year Camino pilgrim Johnny Walker Santiago urged me to open my pilgrimage to others. He suggested that we as pilgrimage have much more to gain by sharing the prayers of others along our Camino. So I want to invite you, wherever you are, if there's something on your heart, something on your mind, and you'd like me to lift up your prayers during my pilgrimage, please share those with me. In the show notes, there is a prayer request link, or in your browser, open Safari or open Chrome, type in prayers.sacredstepspodcast.com, and it'll take you directly to my prayer request page. Whatever you may write, it'll be seen only by me. I will carry your prayers with me as my own. I will light a candle in your name in Rochester, Canterbury, and St. Martin's, and I will pray on your behalf from the Holy Island. I know this is a challenging time, challenging world. If I can shoulder your prayers along my pilgrimage, I am most humbly grateful to do so. I want to share with you a little about my own concerns and fears for this pilgrimage. I'm vaccinated. I wear a mask around others. But to be honest, COVID and so many variants of this disease are certainly a fear of mine. I've gone back and forth about the wisdom of even making the journey. And for me, I feel called to do this. Setting that aside no longer feels just. So I'll carry my fears step by step. And I think that's a key phrase, carrying my fears. I know a lot of pilgrims that carry their fears. Perhaps you're afraid of getting lost, so you carry all your heavy guidebooks in your pack. Or you're afraid there won't be a bed for you, so in a place where you shouldn't need it at all, you add tents and heavy sleeping bags. For me, I always have a fear of being cold. And England and Scotland have a bit of a reputation here. So with cooler weather and 15-mile-an-hour winds every day, I found myself tempted to overpack with wool and fleece and even more jackets. Even though I know how to layer well for cool weather, I still have to resist the temptation to overpack, pack my fears, by adding one more jacket to my backpack. I rationally know that I'm going to be walking through towns and cities. Surely I could just buy a sweater if I needed one, right? But that irrational concern is very real, and I wanted to talk to you about it for a moment, especially if you're planning your own Camino. It's important to be prepared. That's the Scout motto, be prepared. But it's physically impossible to shoulder all of your fears. If you find yourself taking something in your pack because you're worried, or putting something in your backpack just in case. Hey, we've all been there. Recognize how common that is, and by all means, go easy on yourself. It's very natural to have fears or concerns, but spend a little time rationalizing your packing list. Set aside the maybes, set aside the just in cases. Pack your bag. Don't pack your fears. If you're interested in learning more about what I'm packing for my British pilgrimages, I'll share a link in the episode notes, along with the book promotion, my route overviews, and the prayer request form. I'm humbled and I'm grateful for the opportunity to shoulder your prayers during this Camino. While I'm walking, I think the good folks at Apple and YouTube hopefully will be playing our next podcast, an interview I recorded with Irish journalist Natasha Murda. Many of you may know Natasha from her book Buen Camino, which she co-wrote with her father, famed Irish journalist Peter Murda. or from her time as a reporter for the Irish National Public Radio. Natasha's father-daughter story is so very touching. Just talking about it together nearly brought both of us to tears. She'll also share her walks in Ireland along the Wicklow Way. Natasha Murdo is our next guest on the Sacred Steps podcast, discussing her book, Buen Camino, from Kirkpatrick to Santiago de Compostela. Be sure to hit subscribe on YouTube or your podcast app so that our upcoming episodes are available to you automatically. And now, I'm donning my backpack once more and stepping away. My journey has miles to go before it's complete, but I pray that along the way, I will learn to appreciate and understand those things which I hold most dear, and to see those things which you hold most dear, faith, hope, and love. So until next time, be well, stay safe, and buen camino.
This has been the Sacred Steps Podcast. Visit sacredstepspodcast.com for episode notes, links, or to contact Kevin. Watch us online on YouTube. We read every comment. Please add your review and feedback. Before you go, tap subscribe to have episodes added to your playlist. Until next time, buen camino.